Now it's time for our question of the week with Greya Jackson, and this week we're future-gazing to see how life on Earth might come to an end.
This week, Abigail has been dying to find out the answer to this question.
What will be the cause of the end of life on planet Earth? Will it be when the sun dies or something else?
Will hungry humans be the cause of the apocalypse? Or will it be something like the catastrophic comet that caused the dinosaurs to go extinct? We put it to you on Facebook, and Paul came back with this.
Humans may survive, breeding, warring, poisoning, destroying, and plundering forever. But I fear nothing habitable will be left behind, for humans are a cancer to all life.
Whereas Jeremy thought life was just too hardy to ever go extinct.
Life is persistent stuff. NASA tried to create a sterile room to build Mars rovers to prevent interplanetary contamination. What did they find? Bacteria that evolved to eat the paint in the sterile room.
So, will life always find a way to endure, no matter what happens to Earth? To find out, we spoke to astronomer Royal Martin Rees from Cambridge University.
We know that the sun will die in about 6 billion years. When that happens, it'll flare up, become a red giant, and engulf the inner planets and end any life remaining on Earth. Long before that, in fact, life would become uncomfortable on Earth because the sun's getting brighter all the time. So after about 1 billion years from today, the oceans would start to boil.
The Atlantic boiling, our sun exploding. 6 billion years from now, do we have any hope?
I would expect that in a few hundred years, there'll be communities living away from the Earth on asteroids or on Mars, and they will in fact use genetic technology and cyborg technology to modify themselves. So they'll be post-humans already. But if we imagine that the Earth has ahead of it more time that it's taken to go all the way from simple organisms to humans, then we can imagine that by the time the sun dies, there'll be life descended from human life all through the galaxy perhaps, and taking many different forms.
So human life may end on Earth, but not elsewhere in the universe. Thanks, Martin. Next week, we'll be twirling our moustaches over this bearded beauty of a question sent in by listener Mark.
I've been taking part in Movember, which is a fundraiser for cancer research where men raise money by growing a moustache over the course of the month of November, hence the M in Movember. It's been 10 years since I've grown any hair on my chin, and this year it's growing white. The hair on my head isn't white, it's not grey, and my question is, why is my facial hair growing white? I don't really want people to think I'm dyeing it.
Have you had this bristly issue before? Or are you growing a beard or a tash for Movember? Send us pictures of your moustaches, oh God, we may have opened the floodgates, and any thoughts that you might have that might help Mark. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, you can find us on Facebook, you can tweet @nakedscientists, or you can join the debate on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.